Prime Minister Thatcher is still speaking in the House of Commons, leading off this special debate on the Falklands crisis by making it clear that the negotiations with Argentina have failed. Thatcher said the Argentines are not serious about the search for a negotiated settlement. She said they simply want to hang on to the Falkland Islands, which they seized on April 2nd.
We have reached this very serious situation because the Argentines clearly decided at the outset of the negotiations that they would cling to the spoils of invasion and occupation by thwarting at every turn all the attempts that have been made to solve the conflict by peaceful means.
About an hour before this parliamentary debate began, the British Foreign Office published the text of the draft interim agreement, which was proposed to the United Nations Secretary General on Monday. It calls for a ceasefire within 24 hours, a two-stage withdrawal of all armed forces within 2 weeks, the appointment of a UN administrator for the Falklands who would consult with the islanders, and negotiations on the long-term status of the Falklands with a target of an agreement by the end of this year. The Foreign Office document said that that draft was the furthest Britain could go. It said it's becoming increasingly clear that Argentina was not seeking an agreement. Mrs. Thatcher said the latest response from Argentina amounted to a rejection of the British plan. What Britain appears to be doing today is justifying a decision to recapture the Falkland Islands by force. Dan Raviv, CBS News, London.
2 o'clock. CBS News, this is Reed Collins. You will see the screw tightened quite quickly and quite tightly. Those words from a British Defense Ministry source provided the heading for the new chapter of the Falklands crisis today. The British government has given its battle fleet orders to begin a series of assaults, landings, hit-and-run commando attacks. A new military phase, it's called in London, where the Prime Minister Thatcher withdrew her country's previous offers for some peaceful way out. Observers expect the new phase will fall far short of any all-out Normandy-like onslaught. There was some shelling reported early today and a raid by a pair of Harrier jets. The Argentines claim the Harriers are overflying the islands at 25,000 feet or higher and causing little or no damage. CBS News has learned, meanwhile, that American KC-135 tanker aircraft are not being used to refuel British planes on their way to the Falklands, but are being moved into the NATO theater in order to free up some British airplanes for that refueling duty. More news after this.
The British task force has been in action during the night. That announcement has just been made here in London by a spokesman for the Ministry of Defense, Ian MacDonald.
The task force has landed a number of raiding parties on the Falkland Islands during the night. These raids are still in progress. Early indications are that they are achieving their objectives. Bombardment from ships in the task force continued in the vicinity of Port Stanley and other areas in East Falklands. Harriers from the task force have mounted attacks in the Fox Bay area. All these activities have been directed against Argentine military targets, including fuel and ammunition dumps and military stores.
The defense spokesman, Ian MacDonald, also said that 21 British troops were lost this morning.
Sadly, in the course of a transfer of personnel between ships in advance of these operations, a Royal Navy helicopter with 30 men on board met with an accident and ditched. 9 of those on board were rescued. 1 dead body was recovered. 20 are missing, presumed dead.
Just recapping that story just announced at the Defense Ministry here in London, the British say that their commandos are now raiding Argentine positions on the Falkland Islands. And before the raids began, accompanied by naval bombardment and bombardment from the air, the British say they lost 21 of their men in an accident. Dan Raviv, CBS News, London.
The British today are reinforcing their beachhead in the Falkland Islands with more troops and more armament, and David Jackson reports from London that they're getting set for the Argentine response.
The British troops already ashore on East Falkland are reported bracing for an expected Argentine counterattack. Their bridgehead at Port San Carlos is just 50 miles from the main Argentine garrison at Port Stanley. The Defense Ministry here says 2,500 Royal Marines and paratroopers are dug in now, equipped with light tanks, artillery, and anti-aircraft missiles. Most of the resistance to yesterday's invasion came from the sky. Fierce air battles were reported. The British casualties, as announced last night, 3 dead, 2 missing, 27 wounded. Sources here say those numbers are certain to rise. The Defense Minister, John Knott, briefed Prime Minister Thatcher and her war cabinet this morning. He's expected to make a public statement later today. The British say 5 of their ships were damaged, 2 seriously. The BBC's Robert Fox went ashore with one of the amphibious assault parties and described the long wade from landing craft to shore.
And I'm on the beach now. We're going ashore with paratroopers heavily laden with missiles and guns. It's a very quiet night. A starlit night. And now we're ashore. A British parachute force is back on the Falklands.
And the troopers brought with them the Union Jack. Morning newspapers here displayed an Iwo Jima-like picture on front pages. 3 commandos hoisting the British colors over the Falklands, the first time they've flown there since the Argentine invasion 7 weeks ago. David Jackson, CBS News, London.
This is Charles Gomez in Buenos Aires. The Argentine Joint Chiefs of Staff was still refusing to admit this morning that Great Britain had established a beachhead on the Falklands that denounced new British attacks. Said the communique, Great Britain has responded to continuing negotiations with an attack on the island that can only lead to bloodshed. The high command said much of the fighting centered around the area of the San Carlos Straits, which separate the 2 main Falkland Islands. A second communique said Argentina had lost a total of 6 planes and 3 helicopters. The military sources continued to insist that Argentina was successfully repelling British attacks. The Joint Chiefs of Staff maintained that 8 British frigates were hit and at least 2 sunk in attacks by Air Force Mirage jets and A-4 fighter bombers. The government also claims to have shot down 3 Sea Harrier jets and 2 British helicopters. Defense Minister Amadeo Fugoli last evening in a television interview said, quote, landing is not everything. They have to land and secure positions, and this has not been achieved at all, end quote. Charles Gomez, CBS News, Buenos Aires.
The National Weather Service in Washington today says latest satellite pictures show a heavy storm system forming up west of the Falklands.
CBS News, this is Frank Settapani. The British government has pronounced its invasion of the Falkland Islands a complete success. But now the 5,000 British troops ashore on the Falklands must show they can keep what they have. An Argentine military source in Buenos Aires says Argentina is counterattacking. Charles Krauss reports.
The military source gave no details of the air attack other than to confirm that Argentine jet fighters are now hitting British positions on the Falklands, presumably in the area of Port San Carlos, where the British have established a beachhead. Confirmation of the air counterattack came only an hour after Argentina's Air Force Chief, Brigadier General Lamidoso, met with President Galtieres in Buenos Aires. Although the government here has not yet officially announced the air action, it did issue another communique this afternoon saying that Argentine troops continued battling the British early today. One Argentine colonel was quoted as saying, "We are thrashing them." Charles Krauss, CBS News, Buenos Aires.
Britain has acknowledged that yesterday's invasion was not without its cost. It says Argentine warplanes sank the frigate Ardent. 20 crewmen were reported missing. Several other British ships were damaged. British officials say the invasion force has established a beachhead about 10 miles square at Port San Carlos. The State Department says the removal of personnel and dependents from the American Embassy in Buenos Aires is being accelerated because of the escalating Falklands conflict. Other Americans in Argentina are not being advised to leave, the State Department says, because they're considered less exposed to possible trouble. Pope John Paul has sent telegrams to London and Buenos Aires calling for an immediate Falkland ceasefire. The Pope, who joined Catholic cardinals from Britain and Argentina in prayers for peace at the Vatican today, offered to serve as a mediator if asked. CBS News continues in a minute. CBS News, this is Frank Settapani. The Defense Ministry in London says British warplanes have attacked the Goose Green airstrip on East Falkland Island, while the British invasion force 20 miles away continues to consolidate its position for further movement inland. The attack on Goose Green took place yesterday. The extent of damage inflicted on Argentine positions not clear. Argentina's military junta met today to assess the fighting, as government officials predicted that British forces would soon be dislodged from the islands. Argentine President Galtieri has replied to the latest peace call from the Vatican. Charles Kraus reports.
In his message to the Pope, President Galtieri breaks no new ground. He blames Britain for stubbornly refusing to agree to a negotiated settlement of the Falklands conflict, and says Argentina is willing at any time to agree to a ceasefire. Galtieri's message to Pope John Paul II came in response to the Pope's call yesterday for an end to the war in the South Atlantic. Galtieri calls Britain obstinate in continuing to try and retake the Falklands with military force, accusing Britain of trying to restore an illegitimate colonial situation on the island. Charles Kraus, CBS News, Buenos Aires.
The UN Security Council debate on the Falklands conflict is in its third day, with Argentina awaiting its turn to accuse Britain of aggression. British Conservative Party Chairman Cecil Parkinson says his government will not be swayed by adverse international reaction.
The Argentinians have consistently demonstrated that they weren't prepared to negotiate and that all they're really interested in is hanging on to what they took by force. And we can't allow that to happen. And if we have to resist international pressure to restore freedom to the Falklanders, then we'll have to resist it.
More CBS News in a minute.
This is Dan Revive. There's just been a report over the British Broadcasting Corporation from its latest radio broadcast. BBC reporter Robert Fox, who's with the British Task Force on the Falklands, says that for the first time this weekend, the Argentines have attacked the British.
While we've been reporting to you from one of the ships in the anchorage at San Carlos Water, we have been under attack from the air again. There was a red air raid warning. We were given anti-flash masks and gloves. And while one of my colleagues from ITN was on the line, we heard distinctly the sound of machine guns along the port side of this ship. Apparently they were from A4 Skyhawk fighter bombers. Possibly two, maybe even more. I got out to the bridge to see the smoke of its exhaust as it disappeared over the hills, and then suddenly there was a bang on the starboard side, and up in the sky I could see where a missile had been fired, and then about 500 yards down the anchorage, an enormous ball of fire, just literally a fluff, an enormous fluff of flame with black smoke coming out of it as the Skyhawk hit the water. And so far we've had no other signs of attack, although we are technically, as I talk to you, still at red alert for air raid warning.
Robert Fox of the BBC speaking just 20 minutes ago from a British ship, that is, near the British beachhead, Port San Carlos, East Falkland Island. Dan Revive, CBS News, London. A briefing at the Ministry of Defense here in London revealed that there had been quite a bit of military action near the Falkland Islands today. The announcement was made by Ian MacDonald, the Defense Ministry spokesman.
The Argentine Air Force launched a number of raids on ships of the task force in San Carlos waters. The aircraft were engaged by missiles from surface vessels, shore-based Rapier, and by Sea Harriers. 5 Mirage and 1 Skyhawk are known to have been shot down. A further 1 Mirage and 2 Skyhawks were probably shot down.
Well, that's late news from CBS.
There was more fighting today around the Falkland Islands, and any hope for a diplomatic solution seemed to fade. The British Defense Ministry reports that British forces repelled an intense Argentine air attack on the British fleet, shooting down as many as 9 Argentine planes and 3 helicopters. And Britain claims that the 5,000 or so Marines who landed on the island Friday are expanding their positions and meeting only sporadic and light opposition from the Argentines, who seized the Falklands on April 2nd. The official Argentine news agency account is very different. The agency says Argentine planes seriously damaged a British transport ship and that ground forces have begun a counteroffensive to drive the British into the sea. In New York, the UN Security Council ended a third day of debate on the crisis, and as Richard C. Hottollett reports, it seems a diplomatic solution looks less and less probable.
The Security Council is scheduled to resume debate tomorrow morning, but it seems to many diplomats that in terms of dealing with the Falklands crisis, the debate has already ended, even though more speeches will be made.
CBS News, this is Charles Osgood. British defense sources and military analysts are saying that an offensive to recapture the capital of the Falkland Islands could be less than 2 days away. David Jackson has more from London.
Prime Minister Thatcher meets again with her war cabinet this morning, then with the full cabinet. Now they're almost daily meetings. Some observers are suggesting that plans for the big push against the Falklands capital, Stanley, are being discussed. Unofficial estimators of the timing of that attack have now switched from saying that it's imminent to saying that it may come in the next 24 to 48 hours. When they made that switch in wording about the landing last week, they were right. The British losses at sea, two destroyers and two frigates, are prompting calls from conservative members of parliament now for British bombing of air bases on the Argentine mainland, especially the bases for the Super Etendard jets that carry the deadly Exocet missiles. Defense Secretary Knott answers those calls by saying such action is not feasible at this time. The Defense Ministry says the only battle action reported in the last 36 hours, Harrier bombing raids against the Port Stanley airfield. All Harriers, it says, returned safely. David Jackson, CBS News, London.
CBS News, this is Richard C. Hottollett. Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher reported to the House of Commons a short while ago that ground operations have begun in the Falkland Islands.
The House would not expect me to go into details about the operations in progress, but our forces on the ground are now moving forward from the bridgehead.
Mrs. Thatcher quoted a World War II warning about keeping secrets. Careless talk, she says, cost lives. Mrs. Thatcher did not specify that the troops were moving toward Port Stanley, the island's capital and the main Argentine base on East Falkland. Yesterday, Defense Secretary John Nutt said the force was poised to advance on that town. In Washington, Western Hemisphere foreign ministers are meeting at Argentina's request to discuss the Falkland Islands war. Argentina will reportedly call for a joint appeal to the United States not to give military help of any kind to the British forces. Reagan administration officials are quoted as saying today that the United States has begun providing Britain with Sidewinder air-to-air missiles, surface-to-air missiles, bombs, rockets, and ammunition. Argentine feeling is running strongly against the United States. Yesterday, President Reagan cabled President Galtieri his congratulations on the Argentine Independence Day, saying it is more important than ever to nurture both countries' common interests. Today, correspondent Charles Gomez reports from Buenos Aires, a ranking diplomat at the Foreign Ministry called Mr. Reagan's message an insult and an act of stupidity. President Galtieri, replying formally to the message, said Mr. Reagan's note was, quote, incomprehensible in the circumstances. At UN headquarters, Secretary General Pérez de Cuellar is seeing the British and Argentine ambassadors again this afternoon. Yesterday, having been asked by the Security Council to renew his peace mission, Pérez de Cuellar asked the two countries for their concept of ceasefire terms within 24 hours, which means by this afternoon. More after this.
CBS News, I'm Douglas Edwards. The British Ministry of Defense announced a few minutes ago that British forces have captured the first two objectives of their new ground offensive on East Falkland Island. Details from Martha Teichner in London.
It is the news Britain has been waiting for since Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher told Parliament yesterday that ground assault troops were on the move across the Falkland Islands. The announcement tonight from Ian MacDonald, the Ministry of Defense spokesman.
We have just learned that the 2nd Battalion of the Parachute Regiment has taken Darwin and Bruce Green. The Argentine forces suffered casualties and a number of prisoners have been taken. Initial reports are that British casualties are light.
Although the fight is far from over, tonight the Falkland Islands governor, Rex Hunt, told Islanders in a BBC radio broadcast he had his bags packed ready to fly home to the Falklands as soon as Prime Minister Thatcher gives her go-ahead. Martha Teichner, CBS News, London.
The taking of Port Stanley is not expected to be easy, but no one here doubts that it will be taken, and soon. Already British troops are well spread out towards it. Marine commandos have taken Douglas and Teal Inlet in the north, and are well established on high ground elsewhere. Yesterday, there were further missile attacks on the carrier Invincible, but they were unsuccessful. The Argentine Air Force continues its air attacks, but they are far less frequent now. Yesterday, they lost two more aircraft. Some days ago, two Skyhawks hit the Marines' bridgehead at Ajax Bay, one bomb going through the field hospital with many casualties. Then they attempted a much larger raid the following day, but they dropped their bombs into the sea and turned for home when our Sea Harriers were sent up to intercept them. And last night and Saturday night, they attempted high-level nighttime air raids, but both times their bomb dropped miles wide, hurting no one. They're probably using British-built and British-supplied Canberra bombers on these raids, though in one bombing attack out at sea, they used a C-130 Hercules transport plane and merely pushed the bombs out of the back door, again with no effect. But from all this, we hope we can conclude that the Argentines are getting desperate. These are desperate measures, and are finding it hard to recover from their enormous losses of pilots and planes. Maybe they are not prepared to risk further losses in daylight raids. After the daily, sometimes hourly air raids in San Carlos water, we were all beginning to feel a little beleaguered here. A week or more in Bomb Alley is too much. But the taking of Darwin, Goose Green, Teal and Douglas is the most potent tonic for every Britisher here. We get the impression, and let's hope it's right, that we're on the way to Port Stanley and an end to this war. Michael Nicholson with the British Landing Forces on the Falkland Islands.